Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Maya and Natalie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Logan's new indoor sports centre rumoured to be the hosting venue for both the Brisbane Olympics and Paralympics in 2032. Logan City Council has confirmed the construction for this multi-purpose venue will commence in 2026, with Logan's Mayor John Raven confidently stating that it is vital for their future venues to cater the expanding aspirations of their community.
Brisbane's festival latest event Skylore, the Rainbow Serpent, kicked off Thursday night, showcasing a spectacular drone show using 400 drones and runs for 15 minutes. This comes from the successful and popular demand from last year's show, Niaju, which means Spirit of the Whale. The show will be held at the ANZ Festival Garden at Southbank from the 19th to the 21st of September, with shows each night at 7:15, 8:15 and 9:15.
In national news, great news for Australians today, with an increase of more than $5 million to be added to the Disability Pension, Age Pension, JobSeeker and the Commonwealth Rent Assistance. Starting from today, Australians will be able to get $41.50 back into their pockets every fortnight for Social Security payments and $23 for the Commonwealth Rent Assistance. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says rent is still too high and hopes that Labor's 15% increase on rent assistance payments takes some of the edge off.
New data suggests pill-taking at festivals has been proven to be efficient at minimising harm caused by illicit substances. The Queensland government revealed that 55% of participants would go on to perform harmful reduction strategies, including seeking help if needed. Minister for Health Shannon Fetterman says pill testing sites were not about encouraging drug-taking behaviours, but about empowering Queenslanders to make better choices.
And in international news, the leader of Hezbollah warned Israel the sudden attack on the communication network across Lebanon could be seen as an act of crossing the red line and a declaration of war. Chief of the military group, Hassan Nasrallah, blamed Israel for not launching the attack and added that only reducing antagonism in Gaza would bring peace. Israel would continue the attacks against Hezbollah, although U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged a Gaza ceasefire under the ongoing chaos.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.